We are on the second wide line of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is talking about David HaMelech's sin with Bathsheba. And the Gemara had said previously that David tried to test himself. He wanted Hashem to test him so he can be on the same level as the Avos, and he failed. And that's why he sinned. The Gemara continues. Darash Rava, my dechsev lamaseich David Hashem chasisi echtom rula nafshi nudi harchem tzipor. What does it mean when the pasuk says to the leader of David, I put my trust in Hashem. How can you say to my soul, flee, run like a bird to your mountain? Amar David atvina kadosh baruch hu. David said before God, Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, Mecholi aloso avon. So forgive me for the sin, so that people won't say that the mountain that is among you, meaning the leader of your generation, was driven from a bird. Because according to the Gemara before, there was a bird that David shot at the bird, and the arrow hit a beehive that was served as a sort of, I guess, a barrier between David and Bathsheba. And when he hit the beehive and it fell, so then he saw her unclothed. So David wanted Hashem to forgive him for that sin. Darash Rava again has another drush related to the sin. Ma'ad yichsi was me when the pasuk says, L'cha levadcha chatasi, to you alone I sinned v'hara b'einecha. So he said, I did bad in your eyes. L'man titztak b'davrecha tizka b'shavtecha. That you are justified when you speak, you are right when you judge. Amar David v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said before God, it's revealed and known before you. I could have overcome a Yetzer Hara Ella Amina, but what did I say? The Lo Lemru, they shouldn't say Avda Zeche Lemarei, that the servant overcame his master. In other words, this Gemara is suggesting that David HaMelech really could have overcome his inclination and not sin with Bathsheba. The only reason why he did is because God said, I'm going to test you. And David didn't want to make it seem like he defeated God. So it's really mitigating his sin, saying that he would have overcome Yetzer Hara, but he did it for God's sake. Darash Rava, my dechsev, ki ani letzela, nachon u'machovi negdi tamid. What does it mean when the pasuk says that I'm ready to letzela, I guess to stumble, and my pain is always before me? Ruya ha'isa Bathsheba bas Eliam l'dav mishish me'abreishis. The Bathsheba was fit for David from the 6 days of creation. El Shabbos Allah b'macho, but she came to him as a result of pain. V'chein tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael. Ruya ha'isa l'dav Bathsheba bas Eliam el she'achala paga. So also the base man of Rabbi Yishmael said that she was fit, that Bathsheba was fit to marry David. But he took her when she was unripe before the appointed time. That David would have married her after the death of Uriah, but he did it too early. Again, trying to mitigate the sin. Yeah, he was supposed to marry her anyway. And he just did this because God, he didn't want to make God look bad, as it were. It's interesting, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah gives a different reason why David sinned, and it's to show it's a Gezeiras Melech. It's a decree, Rashi says, it's a Gezeiras Melech ha'isalitain piskon pe'leshavim. It's to show that God has an opening, that God gives an opening for people to do teshuva. So he had David sin and do teshuva, so we can give a lesson that people can do teshuva. Again, it really mitigates the severity of the sin by saying it was part of an overall plan, it was part of God's plan. That's what the Gemara seems to be doing here. There's some the Chachma Shlomo wants to say that actually when it says that Achla Paga, it's not that he married, he was with her early, he took of her before she was ready, before Uriah died, that maybe she married Uriah before she should have. But bottom line, we're trying to say that David and Bathsheba were always meant for each other. Again, it's kind of trying to mitigate the sin here. Darash Rava, Rava says, my see what's the pasuk mean when it said, uvatzalit somachu ben asafu nasfu alai nechim v'lo yadati kar v'lo damu, that when I limped, they rejoice and gathered. The wicked, the wretched people, the awful people, and I didn't know, and they tore and did not stop. So Amar David Fenech Hashem Baruch Hu, David said before God, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Goli B'dur Fenech Hashem, Hayu Karim B'sari Loi Hayu Dami Shoseis. It's known before you that if they would rip my flesh, blood wouldn't come out. From the word Karu V'lo Damu, that the blood would not flow. Why? Because, let's go to Rashi, because he was so embarrassed that they embarrassed him so much. They were mocking him that it's as if, right, it's called Habalbi to Spene Chavero. You embarrass someone, it's called you're whitening them because you're removing all the blood from their face. So they were embarrassing him so much so. And V'lo Odel B'shah She'em Oskim Barba Mises Basin, at the time when they were occupying themselves and studying the four miso space in poskim mishnah asam va'omulali, they would stop their learning. They would tell me, David, habal ish misasubam ma. If someone has relations with a married woman, so what's his death? Again, trying to embarrass him. Amarti lahem, I said to them, habal ish misasubachenek. Well, if someone has relations with a married woman, his death is strangulation. It's true. But it's a portion of the world to come. But if you embarrass someone, you don't have a portion of the world to come. So he's sort of criticizing them for saying that they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Afilu Bishas Cholyo Shel David Kiyem Shmona Esrei Onos. Even when David was sick, so towards the end of his life, he was intimate 18 times. He was intimate with his 18 wives. Shinar, as the pasuk says, Yagati ban chasi ascha b'cholayla mitasi b'dimasi arse amse. That I am weary with my groaning every night. I speak in my bed. I melt away my couch with tears. The notion of ascha, mitasi, and arse amse is a notion of He uses the bed, engages in tashmis, intimacy. So what's the purpose of this, saying that he was intimate with all of his wives? So the Maral and the Yon Yaakov take this passage in different directions. The Maral wants to say that this is the reason why David HaMelech sinned, because he was intimate with all of his wives all the time. And Halacha, and we saw in an earlier Gemara that if someone is intimate a lot, so then he's never satiated. He always had to have more and more and more. So because David had 18 wives and he was always intimate with them, so he wanted to even be more intimate with other women. That's what caused the sin with Bathsheba. The Yon Yaakov is saying that it's the opposite. He wants to say that David HaMelech did complete teshuva. You know, the king could have any woman he wants. But David HaMelech, he did full teshuva. He never, after the sin with Bathsheba, he never engage in any inappropriate acts of intimacy. You might think he only did not engage in inappropriate acts because he got older and he got sick. No, the point is, the Gemara is telling us, no, even when he got sick, he was still strong enough to be with his 18 wives, and nevertheless, he was not intimate in an inappropriate manner with anyone. So we see that he did full and complete teshuva. The Gemara then continues and says, "V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav." Rav Yehuda says, "Name of Rav, Bikish David Lavod Avodah Zarah." David wanted to worship idolatry. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "V'hi David Bar Arosh Sheishtach V'Shav LeElokim." David came to the head, to the top. That in order to where he would bow to God. Vein Rosh El Avodah Zarah. Rosh is Avodah Zarah. And he cites a pasuk, Shenemar, V'hut Salma, Reshe Di Dahav Dav. That in Sefer Daniel, it says there was an image that its head was a fine gold. That's referring to Avodah Zarah. So David HaMelech wanted to worship Avodah Zarah. Why do you want to worship Avodah Zarah? Now he tells us, Vein Nei Dikras, So Chushay Arki Karua Kutantov Adam Al Rosho, that Chushay Ha'arki was... He came to him with his coat ripped and earth on his head. Amar lo David, he said to David, Yomu Melech Shekamoscha, Yavod Avodah Zarah. They're going to say that a king like you is worshiping Avodah Zarah. Amar lo, yeah, David says to Hushai, Melech Shekamoscha Yargenim Beno. says, they say that a king like me, known to be righteous, that his son will kill him. Better that I worship a Avodah Zarah, that God's name, there'd be a Chilul Shem Shemayim before Hashem in public, which is a striking comment. Because David HaMelech is essentially saying that, okay, I'll worship a Avodah Zarah, big deal. That's not as big a Chilul Hashem as what will happen if people see that such a righteous king is killed by his own son. What kind of God? Is this a good God? A good God allows someone who's righteous to have his son kill him? So God obviously isn't good. So to avoid this, David presumably thought that he was going to be killed by Avshalom at this point. This is the rebellion of Avshalom. So David thought he was going to be killed, and he didn't want, as a result of that, that people will distance himself from God and say, God obviously is not good because he's allowing this to happen. So better that I commit a sin, so people will say, oh, we understand why he was killed by Avshalom. That is David's argument. I just want to point out that many Achronim have trouble saying, well, are you allowed to worship Avodah Zarah just to avoid this Chilul Hashem? Are you allowed to commit that act? Is that really true, to minimize Chilul Hashem? So, for example, the Yad Ramah says he wasn't actually going to worship Avodah Zarah. He was just going to pretend. And people will think that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. So that's less of a Chilul Hashem than people think that God is bad. If he wouldn't, and they would kill him, and they would think, how can the righteous person be killed? But he actually didn't actually worship Avodah Zarah. Other many Achronim say that there's no Isser of Avodah Zarah if Libo is Lashemai, if he bows down but he's thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so it's not you know, capital crime, not so bad. The Marsha says that when it means they want to worship Avodah Zarah, it means he wants to flee. He wants to go and flee from his son, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. But in any case, we see that some of the Farshim don't say that he actually really worshipped Avodah Zarah. So what was Chushai Arki's response? So he says, Amar, my time of conceivat Yefas Torah. So he says, why did you marry Yefas Torah? Because Avshalom's mother was Macha, was a Eshish Yefas Torah. So Amar Leh, David said back to him, Yefas Torah Rachman Ashari, the Torah allows a Eshish Yefas Torah. Amar Leh, Chushai said back to him, Lo Darashta Smuchim, you didn't interpret the juxtaposed psukim. The next section after the Eish Shvas Torah is the Ben Sora Mora. Why are these two sections connected to each other? If you marry an Eish Shvas Torah, it's going to lead to a Ben Sora Mora. So the truth is, he says, you don't have to worship Avodah Zarah, because if Avshalom kills you, then people aren't going to say that, oh, how is God allowing this? David is a righteous king. People are going to realize, oh, of course Avshalom killed David, because David did something that was inappropriate. He married an Eish Shvas Torah. The Torah allows it, but the Torah is not happy about it. And the Torah says, if you marry an Eish Shvas Torah, you'll likely have a Ben Sar Mor. So you don't need to worship Avodah Zarah so as not to cause this Chil Hashem in public. The big question some of Farshim ask is, why didn't Chushai Arki say that? Well, people won't say that David said tzaddik because he sinned with Bathsheba. So the Chasam Sofer, maybe he said he was like hinting at the sin of Bathsheba. He didn't want to say explicitly that remind David of his sin of Bathsheba. But maybe this is hinted in this piece as well. So ultimately, David Mal did not worship Avodah Zarah.